If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Once again, your song of the day from 1978, Fool If You Think It's Over, Chris Rea. 464-568-51 is bad, 10 is good. Text your rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers song of the day.
There's an incredible line in that song that I don't know if he even fits in the song. I think it came to him. He said, I just got to work this in somehow. Newborn's eyes always cry with pain. First look at the morning sun.
That is good.
That's a really good line.
I'm not sure if it fits. I don't agree. Know if it fits. Got it in there. It's
I think
nice
he
job.
Thought of it on the beach or something. Yeah. I'm going to get this in a song. But anyway, no, that's 70s gold. That's absolute 70s gold.
Yeah, you were
gold.
Happy about that one.
Yeah, it's 100% gold. You played one. The whole song, too, which is amazing. I don't know how Chris
Rea is going to play the whole song.
He plays the entire song.
Your song plays like 20 seconds.
Chris Rea right now is getting his legal team assembled. Anyway, yeah, you know how much I love that song. I just think it's...
I didn't know how much you liked that song before I played it.
Oh, I love... I mean, I thought...
I had no idea.
I've never... I hear that song, it freaks me out how good it is. It's one of the best 70s songs of the decade.
Whoa.
Hit Me as being silky.
It's silky.
Silky smooth.
Very silky.
Yes.
So... rating on that one, Sip.
Oh, I mean, if I'm saying it's one of the best songs of the 70s, it's going to get a high rating. 9674555. Wow. Yeah.
It's a good rating like that. I didn't know all the words. I did know the refrain.
Yeah.
Is that correct? Is that the part? The refrain?
The chorus.
Refrain, is that right?
Yeah.
I don't know. Trying to put all together.
Words.
At least refrain. I'm using words you don't know.
It was silky. It was silky. And it was from the 70s, so that's good. Doesn't grab me like it grabs you like that. It's a 6229. Don't
okay,
hate it, but
score.
I like it.
Still
don't
good.
Hate it, but I like it. I think the double Bs. I'm always gonna do them now as one number. I think they're about same area, about a 6-2.
Okay,
about a 6-2.
7-1.
7-1. What do we got here?
7-0.
6-3.
6-3 from Ben.
Nailed it. Yeah, you guys pretty much nailed it, both of you. Yeah, they liked it.
Young Ben said it's going to be a little bit better than yesterday's song. That was a lot bit better than yesterday's song for them, for scores.
Yes.
Than Jonathan Edwards' Sunshine, which you think is a ditty, a camp ditty.
Yes, they just, random. That was a silky song. Thank you, Jake.
You're welcome.
Yes, anything from the text line?
Yeah, we got some ratings here. We sure do. Sandmaster in KC, 6.7. John says a 5. Guilt Nerd says 2.1. Yawn.
Yawner.
Puts yawn.
I don't see that. Yeah.
Joe and Boulder, 7. Jennifer, 7.5. Hubby, 7.1. Proper
nice,
scores.
Right in their wheelhouse.
Alignment in the household. Yes.
Sean in Omaha, 4.55. Mike and Dalton, 5.5. Ryan in California, 6.5. Who in Columbus?
Bert, 1!
Just a 1 from Bert in Columbus.
Gave it a 1.
Gave it a 1? Bird.
Bird's been on, yeah.
I said Silky on that.
Yeah, that's not a Bird song.
It's not a Bird song. Yeah, it's okay, Bird.
Yeah. What gets a 10 from Bert? I mean, the highest we get is like a 6 from him. He's very picky.
I don't know why.
I like him. He's his own person.
We need like some death metal or something here.
Death metal.
I won't play that. Yeah. It's not my thing. Jake and Hickman, 5. Ryan in Delaware, who missed, of course, the roll call.
The time we had 49 states. Just need one more.
We'll never let that down, Ryan. Never. 5 from him. Scott and Bancroft, 0.0001.
Scores aren't very high. Yeah. Scores aren't very high.
Let's say the average is about a 4.
Yeah.
Right, well, Kiffin in Columbus, 7.5.
Okay.
Followed by a 2.2. Turn it immediately.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
I'm just glad the household was together because we thought for a while they were splitting up.
No, we did not MIA. Think that.
I thought that. Isn't that what you said off air?
No.
I mean, no, I thought you did.
No.
Yeah, it's okay.
Well, I mean, Hubby was MIA at one point.
Yeah, that's why we had concern. Right. It was one of them didn't live at the house anymore.
For 2 days.
Rob didn't know where he was.
Had no idea.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm getting called out on YouTube before the mailbag. Moonbot, who gave us the book. Thank you, yes. Moonbot. 3.7. Steven says, meh. 3.5. Bolt, elevator music. Come on, Jake. 1.5.
Yes, Dave Teeble, the athletic one from Pender.
I think I see the art. I just recognize the art more than the other.
You are. You're the artist.
Yeah.
You're like Prince.
So, there you go. There's your ratings on Song of the Day, sponsored by Sarah Heyman Jewelers. Your song again, Fool If You Think It's Over.
Thank you, Rick.
By Chris Rea. It's time for the mailbag. Okay, let's fire it up right now here on a Wednesday. The mailbag is always sponsored by our incredible friends at Applied Connective Technologies. What will never happen when you talk to them, Bill?
I've been hacked!
Ever. Won't happen.
Impossible. Impossible. We talked about this. The challenge is going down like that. We're going to put your social security number. We're going to put your checking account number. Whether it's that your phone number, everything on a billboard on a truck.
The PIN number.
Good God, if they can
stave this off, it's amazing.
Someone could have your PIN number to your debit card. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter with these guys. They can stop all problems. How about that?
Well, they got to get their hands on the car.
That'd yeah.
Anyway.
Wow. Applied Connect.
All 93 counties of Nebraska. They're Nebraska's preferred tech partner. They do everything from IT, cybersecurity, phone systems, audio, video, infrastructure, and more. Go to AppliedConnective.com or call them 866-358-0109 for a free consultation. Free.
Jake, how many times do we lose counties? So they only have like 40 counties.
Never.
Never. Why?
Never.
Because they have what?
Retention.
Retention rate.
Retention rate.
That tells you you're killing it out there. Thank you.
Retention. Very important. Thanks to Applied Connective Technologies.
Albion.
Yep. Good people. To the mailbag, John starts us off saying, I read a survey that said 50% of men surveyed believe they could land a plane in an emergency. Who among you three believes they could land a plane in an emergency?
I know I could.
Bill saying yes?
I know I could.
If someone's talking you through it,
when you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This message comes from our sponsor, Teladoc Health. There are lots of reasons for wanting to be healthy. Family, work, living a fuller life. Teladoc Health understands. Whether you have diabetes, high blood pressure, or just need to manage your weight, Teladoc Health can help. Visit teladochealth.com/whatsyourwhy for more information. That's TELADOC health/whatsyourwhy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I know I could, yeah. And I don't think it'd freak me out. I don't think I'd be like that. I think when we landed, I think I'd give Neil that, and your luggage would be at Carousel 3. Yes. I fantasize maybe of having to do it. I really do.
I would just take on the persona of a pilot.
You'd be awesome. Be the co-pilot.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm a little different than you. It would freak me out. The bird's big. It's a big bird.
It's a big bird.
But it, yeah. Like I said, it's
big responsibility.
Yeah.
They can almost fly those things from the ground. So yeah. I feel pretty confident you can put it down.
Yeah, what I was told by a United pilot, who's a friend of mine, is that it's not that hard unless there's trouble. And then, like, you got to know a lot of math. If there's trouble, the math comes in.
So an engine's out, that type of thing?
Yeah, something happens. He said,
do you remember?
If things are going well, it's not that hard. But if when there's trouble, that's when it gets obviously challenging.
And I don't think it was where the pilot had to bring it down. But like 15 years ago, whatever, there was one in LAX they had to land. They had no landing gear. And they flew it around for about an extra two hours to burn off all the gas. Wow. Before they brought it down. That was interesting.
Yeah, this is really
I'd like to give it a shot.
I guess what I was telling you about the pilot was I asked him about math, and he said the only time math would come into play is if there's trouble.
Yeah, I think they
I don't know what you got to do, but whatever.
Could be trouble. If we're landing the plane, it's probably trouble.
Oh, well, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, so the math part.
Might need some math
would
for
get
that.
Us
probably be in trouble there. Yeah. This is a comment from Brian on the mailbag. He says, on two separate occasions this last week, I heard Sip refer to Bill and Jake individually as his best friends. I thought that was pretty cool. It's rare when you get to work with people you like, let alone three kings holding each other's hearts up to the sky. Brian there.
We are BFFs.
We're BFFs. Yes. Well, we have fun. I mean, that's for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. You guys are the first two adult friends I've made in the last 40 years.
That's a win.
I had Duke and other friends.
So what about Bolt?
What's that?
Kind of?
Bolt's from high school. I've known him forever. Yeah, so you're my two new ones.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah.
That was a comment. From who?
That was from Brian. Brian, listen
to besties.
We're besties here.
BFFs.
This is from Tom in the mailbag. It says, do you guys drink your coffee black or do you have to put fufu in that stuff?
What qualifies as fufu?
If you're putting anything, including sugar or creamer, it's
four
fufu.
Four splendors. If it's a large coffee, it's four splendors. If it's a medium coffee, it's three splendors.
Me and Bill had creamer, so
absolutely.
I think we're all fufu.
I douse myself in it.
Yeah, I can't drink black coffee.
No.
I tried it before and I've tried to be that guy. I can't do it.
I'd love to be that person. It'd be cool. Just pour a cup of coffee and drink it. Now it's like, oh.
Room for cream and sugar? Yeah. No. Black coffee all the way.
I wish I could do it. Whoever's doing it, you're better than me. Yeah. That's what you are. You really are. Yeah.
Joe in Boulder says, tomorrow is the beginning of the British Open at Troon Golf Course. Will you guys have it on in studio? Might be on that TV right there.
It'll be on.
Yeah, it'll be.
You like the U.S. Open. It's your
favorite. U.S. Open's my favorite. The British is my second, and I love. And of course, it's now just called the Open. But I enjoy the couple things. I enjoy when you turn it on. For some reason, still to this day, we cannot get a really good TV feed. It's not great. It's really not.
You're right.
It's like we're watching 1969. We land on the moon. It's like, really?
They don't have enough cameras for some reason.
But I love when they show and it's raining and it's windy and it's horrible. I love, but it's still like, I don't know. Did that go in? I don't know. I have no idea. It's terrible. Then you watch the U.S. Open. It's like you're there. It's better than being there. It's insane.
They got the cups mic'd up.
Yeah.
You hear the ball go in the cup and everything.
Yeah, everything. I
wonder what that's
It's
all
terrible.
About.
They can't. It's like, what's going on over there? Get this better.
I would feel weird if you didn't have it on, so make sure it's on.
Also, the cool thing is that, and then the times are so far off.
Yes.
You know, so like you said, like when you turn it on like 8 in the morning, they're like a whole 9.
Yeah.
And
there'll be guys, dinner time. There'll be guys almost done by the time we turn that thing on tomorrow morning. Mm. Yeah. At 6.
Yes, it'll be on.
Joe and Boulder.
Thank you. One last personal question for me. Bill has told us before his disdain for baseball. He would not go to Haymarket Park if it was the World Series Game 7. He could land it at the pitcher's mound. Would you rather do that, or would you rather go watch the British Open over across the pond, Bill? What would you prefer?
Oh, me? 100. I'd go to the British. I would love to be.
Versus stay in your own city?
I would fly across the pond and stand in a driving rainstorm at 48 degrees before I would go to Haymarket to watch the World Series.
Why is that?
That's incredible.
Why?
With the helicopter to drop you off.
I guess
it's self-explanatory, the answer. You're just not interested in baseball at all.
This doesn't even... I can imagine walking around with those people just through just horrible weather, just miserable.
What if it was Ron Guidry and Nettles and Reggie Jackson?
It'd be fun to see Nettles.
Yeah.
Guidry, too, from Louisiana.
Your boy Kingman, too. Yeah. Dave Kingman.
Kingman never played for the Yankees.
Mm-hmm. I know, but he was a masher. He's part of our trivia.
Played for the Mets. Played for the rival.
Well, is that a rival? Crosstown. I don't know.
They're a rival.
Yeah.
That is the mailbag, sponsored by our friends at Applied Connective Technologies. Thank you for all the questions today.
Thank you.
Appreciate everybody there. And Bill says he can confidently land the plane if it comes down to that.
I feel like I could.
God,
I'd love to do it.
I don't want to think about it. We're going to be flying next week.
I don't want to fly one of those helicopters.
No.
I would not want nothing to do with that.
Keep me away from the chopper.
No, I wouldn't try that one.
We rode a helicopter.
No. I'll be honest with you. I'm still nauseous.
Almost a year later.
I just put it out of my head.
Me and Steve spent 4 hours straight in the lounge chair.
straight
to my chair.
To the recliner.
I didn't feel great either after that, by the way.
Yeah, I was like, well, I can't even function.
Yeah.
That was nauseous.
Straight
those guys
the
do
they
it.
Survived
every, they do it every day with people shooting at them.
Good God.
And we just rode it for fun around Ceresco, and we couldn't take it.
Hey, Sarge, I'm going to need a little break.
Hour two next, early break in the ticket.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.